Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walking in the way of the cross. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. Self-denial, suffering, cross-bearing, that's not the kind of lifestyle anyone would normally volunteer for. But Christ put up with the shame and anguish of the cross that he might bring men and women to himself. So it shouldn't surprise you that he calls you to a similar lifestyle today. Alexander White provides a helpful insight into the disciples' role as a cross-bearer. Walk with Alexander White, a Scottish pastor, professor, and church leader in the 1800s to early 1900s. There are things in all our lives that chafe and fret and crucify our hearts continually. Those you love best may even be the cause of constant and acute pain. There are people with whom you are compelled to stand in the closest of business relationships, people whose tempers and manners and treatments of you continually exasperate you. Though no mortal may ever guess, you are fast sinking under the weight of such crosses as these. It is no guess with your Savior. He knows all about it. No one has ever understood crosses better than Jesus Christ. Be sure he is not far away. Every new morning, take up your cross and carry it all day in his strength and under his all-seeing and all-sympathizing eyes. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 16.
Matthew 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we didn't bring any bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000? And how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
What are you willing to put up with to follow Christ? Your neighbor's offenses? Your boss's temper? Your spouse's indifference? Your child's rebellion? Such situations can be the source of intense pain. But when you respond with a Christ-like attitude, your life can be the irresistible evidence that Christ is real. Does it seem strange to you that God would place before you a task that painful? Then consider once again the work of the cross-bearer you serve and follow, the master you love. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.